With 10 states voting tomorrow, a lot of money is flowing for TV ads. And the big spenders are not the Republican candidates, but the super PACs supporting them. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, they have doled out $12 million for ads in the Super Tuesday states.
Leading the way is Restore Our Future, the super PAC that backs former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. According to Federal Election Commission numbers, Restore Our Future has spent some $6.9 million on the Super Tuesday states. Ken Goldstein tracks political ad spending for Kantar Media CMAG.
The groups have clearly taken the lead in advertising for the whole Republican primary. They're very much taking the lead in the advertising on Super Tuesday. It's mostly the Restore Our Future show, followed by Winning Our Future, which is the Gingrich group, and Red, White, and Blue, which is the Santorum group.
Red, White, and Blue, which has spent some $1.3 million on Super Tuesday, has been running this ad in Ohio, perhaps the most contested of all of tomorrow's primaries. It goes after Romney for his alleged similarities to the man all Republicans want to defeat in November, President Obama.
How can Mitt Romney beat Barack Obama when on the vital decisions they're not much different? Like Obama, Romney drastically increased spending, increased state taxes and fees. Even worse, Romney Care is the blueprint for Obamacare. Who can win? Rick Santorum, the principled leader who's fought against big government.
Restore Our Future, meanwhile, has targeted Santorum in this ad running in Ohio that uses the former Pennsylvania senator's explanation during a debate last month for voting to give Planned Parenthood federal funds.
Santorum says he's the principled conservative, but that's not how he voted. Here are Santorum's own words on voting to fund Planned Parenthood.
While I have a personal more objection to it, even though I don't support it, that I voted for bills that included it.
20 years in Washington changed Santorum's principles.
Newt Gingrich, who hasn't had a victory since South Carolina in January, has pretty much focused all his efforts on winning Georgia tomorrow, the state he represented in Congress. The super PAC that backs him, Winning Our Future, has spent some $1.1 million in the state, a little less than a third of the dollars it spent overall on Super Tuesday. It's behind this ad, which also takes a dig at Romney.
We're looking at $5 or $6 gas. Romney's not the type to pump his own gas.
Newt's got a plan for American-made energy.
More American jobs.
Get the government out of the way.
Newt's for paychecks, not food stamps.
Newt's my man. There's no doubt about it.
While most super PAC ads throughout the primary season have been attacking candidates, Restore Our Future has been running this positive message in Ohio about Mitt Romney, whose approval ratings have plummeted since the primary season began. It highlights an episode when, while CEO of Bain Capital, Romney suspended the company's operations to find a missing girl, the daughter of an employee.
Mitt's done a lot of things that people say are nearly impossible. But for me, the most important thing he's ever done is to help save my daughter.
Restore Our Future is responsible for the content of this message.
Ken Goldstein of Kantar Media says it will be interesting to see, if Romney does emerge as the frontrunner tomorrow, how his ads and those of the super PAC that supports him might change.
What's the strategy of the Romney campaign? What's the strategy of Restore Our Future? Did they go after President Obama, or did they take this chance to reintroduce their own guy to the American people after a pretty rocky last couple months?
It's not just Republicans who've been spending money on Super Tuesday. Priorities USA Action, the super PAC that backs President Obama, spent a relatively small amount, some $77,000, on TV ads in Ohio, which will be a key swing state come the general election in November. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.